An American library is giving children a new way to learn important life skills by combining art projects with traditional school subjects like mathematics and science. The program is called STEAMtivity. It is offered at a public library in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. Diana Price is the head of youth services at the library.
STEAMtivity is a program that combines STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, and creativity. They involve different technologies such as Lego Mindstorms robots and some more kind of low-tech arts-focused programs such as Make Your Own Musical Instrument.
Diana Price added that most of her library's non-traditional programs are open-ended. This means the children can create any kind of product they want and take the path to creating that product any way they want. This model makes failure impossible, she said. It also makes children feel sure of their abilities, so they feel better about science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. The library received money for the program from the American Library Association and the Walt Disney Company. On a recent day, a group of children, ages 8 to 12, gathered in a room at the Alexandria Library. The boys and girls used small straws to build structures. The straws connect to each other to form designs. Michael Geisinger is a fourth grade student. He likes the exercises.
I like them because they're very creative. There's no instructions. You can do it your own way. You don't have to do this or that. You just do it your own way.
At first, Michael wanted to build a house with his straws, but he later decided to create a spaceship instead. Michael's mother says he and her other children are taught at home, not at school. She says that, at the library, they enjoy learning things with materials not found at home.
And it gives them the opportunity to use their creativity and their imagination to come up with different ideas, things to do.
Another student, second grader Munira Khalif, said she also created something different than first planned.
I first made the flower, and then I thought I should make a sun because I like how the sun goes on top of the flower.
The program is part of the Alexandria Library's effort to serve immigrants and poor families in the community. Somali immigrant Mohammed Khalif said his two daughters could not wait to come back to the library for more activities.
It opens their eyes and makes them think out of the box and do something that they normally don't do during at home or playground.
Price says the program lets children work independently and as a team, helping them learn skills they will be able to use for the rest of their lives. I'm Kathleen Strzok.